The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Our question today is from Susanna in Gutenzell, Germany. She would like to know, what is dry ice? To put it briefly, dry ice is frozen carbon dioxide. For example, the tingly gas bubbles in mineral water. Yet the gas carbon dioxide can either be in the form of a liquid or solid. When solid, it is called dry ice and must be kept very cold. The freezing point of carbon dioxide is minus 78.5 degrees centigrade. It then resembles normal ice made of water. But dry ice has entirely different characteristics than frozen water. Not only is it much, much colder, if you heat frozen water, it thaws again. Not dry ice. You could say it skips this physical condition of being liquid. When heated, it does not melt, it immediately turns into gas. Thus the name, dry ice. Dry ice cannot be found in nature. It's just not cold enough here on Earth. In outer space, on the planet Mars, for example, carbon dioxide hardens and turns into ice. But who's going to fly to Mars just to get dry ice? It's much easier to produce it artificially or man-made here on Earth. To do so, you fill carbon dioxide gas into a container under a great deal of pressure. The gas is then compressed so much that it becomes liquid. Then the liquid carbon dioxide is released and suddenly it expands. You see, a part of the carbon dioxide evaporates as gas and the rest turns to dry ice snow or icy powder that can be pressed into a desired form. This method of manufacturing dry ice is based on the principle of cold evaporation. When liquid evaporates, it takes on warmth from its environment. The carbon dioxide particles take each other's warmth to become gas once again. At the same time, they cool off so much that they harden into dry ice. Nice trick, huh? By the way, dry ice is about 3 times colder than normal frozen water. That's why it is often used to transport frozen food. Motorsports also make use of dry ice because it evaporates right away. That makes hot motors cool down without any liquid getting into the engine. Dry ice is also used as a cleaner. You spray a dirty surface with small dry ice pellets and the dirt becomes brittle and breaks off. And of course, it also has its place in theater and film. When you pour hot water over dry ice, a mysterious thick fog emerges that creeps like a snake across the floor. Very spooky. So, the ice age is now creeping up on me in the form of chocolate ice cream with strawberries. Lunch break. There's more for you to listen up to next week. Until then, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.